black oil is being hailed as a potential solution to the agriculture labour shortage and a great opportunity for prisoners to improve their post-prison prospects. The work camp has been operating since 1995, where low-risk prisoners maintain the facility and contribute around 1,400 hours of community service each month. Blackall Tambo Regional Council Mayor Andrew Martin hopes the prisoners, quote, might be able to work themselves into a paying job overnight, unquote, after they finish their sentences.
Two men have been charged after an alleged stabbing in Moorooka on late Monday night. Police allege the 31-year-old Cedar Creek man was stabbed in the torso during an altercation on Lyon Street at about 9:15 p.m. A 40-year-old Logan Lee male and a 47-year-old Moorooka male have been charged with two counts of going armed so as to cause fear, one count of acts intended to cause grievous bodily harm, assault occasioning bodily harm, and multiple additional charges. Both men have been denied police bail and are due to appear before the Brisbane Magistrates Court.
In national news, a community in the South Australian town of Berry is petitioning the local council to expand their local childcare centre, with more than 50 families on the waiting list and some waiting 6 to 7 months before returning to the workforce. Emma Vallelonga, of the community's treasurer and parent at the centre, said some families were being forced to leave the area and any looking to move to the area likely would not be able to contribute to the economy because of the issue. Children in the Berry-Marmara local government area were also found to be the third most developmentally vulnerable in the latest Australian Early Development Census, which also found South Australian children as the most vulnerable in the country.
Western Australia's regional Aboriginal leaders have condemned Corrective Services Minister Paul Papalia for refusing to shut Unit 18 following Cleveland Dodd's death. The 16-year-old died after he was found unconscious in his cell at the segregated unit for juveniles inside the maximum security adult Casua Arena prison. Mr. Papalia has argued the juvenile detainees in that facility were too dangerous to be kept elsewhere. First Nations advocates from Geraldton, Kalgoorlie and Port Hedland are urging the state to shut down Unit 18 and house its quote, challenging cohort in regional facilities instead. Some have also called for the minister's resignation over his handling of Cleveland's tragedy.
In international news, thieves are reportedly cutting down the trees of olive farmers in Spain, Italy and Greece amidst the surging cost of oil. The thieves are allegedly using chainsaws to steal branches and at times whole trees, which causes damage that can take 4 to 5 years for the trees to return to normal, with implications for the traditions and heritages of the areas. Each country has responded in different ways, with Italian growers advocating for the formation of an agricultural police division, Greek farmers advocating for the reintroduction of a rural police division, and a Spanish company developing olive-looking tracking devices that can be placed on the trees. The thieves have reportedly also stolen tractors and expensive farm equipment, along with the olives in some regions.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 25 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
Brush up on your pop culture knowledge for Netherworld's ongoing